Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's daily devotional, Moments in the Word. But first, here's his message, Declarations.
Now, you can choose your thoughts, and when you choose your thoughts the right way, you change your life. In fact, you change your life by the way you choose your thoughts. The scripture says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The way we think impacts, influences the way we live, of course. And if you want your life to get better, increasingly better, start with the way you think. What goes on in your mind? Paul put it this way in Romans chapter 12, verse 2. He said, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. We are renewed in our minds every day. We are refreshed in our souls, in our spirits. We have a battleground, and that battleground is the mind. Therefore, we are, according to Peter, to gird up in our minds and go to battle. David talked a lot about thoughts and words. In fact, in Psalm chapter 1, he said that if you want to be happy all the days of your life, then meditate, think God's thoughts after him. Meditate upon God's word. And as you are thinking and then talking regarding God's word, then your life is transformed. David also said, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Jesus said, out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what we say comes out from deep within. It comes out of our minds, out of our hearts, out of our souls. And when you take control of your thought life, you are taking control of your life. In fact, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 that we are to take every thought captive. Again, this is battle terminology. And because the mind is a battleground and Satan tests the mind and tempts the mind with lies, we are to battle in our minds with truth. The way we think and think after God's thoughts with God's truth, and to take every thought captive and to speak the word of God. It happens when we're saved. The scripture says that if we confess with our mouths the Lord Jesus, believing in our hearts that God has raised him from the dead, we will be saved. For with the mouth, confession is made into salvation. With the heart, we believe unto righteousness. Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. There's something about professing it that allows us to possess what God has given to us. We possess what we profess, and it's true in salvation, and it is true in life. The way we talk reflects the way we think. Now, in this particular psalm, David initially is talking to himself. You ever talk to yourself? Sure you do. We all think to ourselves and we talk to ourselves. And in Psalm 103, David is not as typical talking about the Lord or talking to the Lord or talking to people about the Lord. He is talking to himself. And as he's talking to himself, he is thinking out loud God's words, God's thoughts, and he is transformed. I want to talk to you about transforming your thought life and therefore what you say, reflecting what you think. Now, Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5 is a declaration. It is a declaration from David, and I want you to personalize it today and make it your declaration as well. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. These are powerful truths, testimonies that come from the heart of David. It appears that what is written here is given at the end of David's life. Now the aging king is looking back over the years, and he is giving thanks to God for the multiplied blessings upon his life. And what he says are powerful thoughts for each of us to embrace and express. To embrace and to express, to fill your mind with these truths, and therefore your words. So often we're defeated by the things we say to ourselves, our anxious thoughts, our sinful thoughts, thoughts that do not honor God, or thoughts that impact us negatively. You know, Satan's lies are toxic and poisonous, and can influence us physically, emotionally, relationally, in our homes, our families, socially, in our lives, in our careers. So often we are thinking so negatively, but when you read this psalm, there's not a negative word here. There's no criticism here. There's no crying here, but simply praise, unadulterated, pure praise to God. We need to get rid of all of that toxicity in our thought life and begin to think with God the thoughts that are in His Word. And not only think them, but to profess them. Remember, Jesus said, if you come up against a mountain, and that mountain is in your way, stands between you and seemingly the blessing of God, Jesus said, say to the mountain, say it to the mountain, be removed, and the mountain will be removed into the sea. Some of us are always talking about our mountain. Stop talking about your mountain and start talking to your mountain in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, as you talk to your mountain, by faith, mountains come tumbling down. They become molehills in the sight of a mighty God. It's a say-so. And we don't always feel so, but we say so. The scripture says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. These declarations that we say, that we share powerfully, uplift us, inspire us, and motivate us, and change the way we live. Again, if you thought you could change your life for the better simply with your thought life, you would do it. And you can. Change the way you think, and you will change the way you live. As the mind goes, the man goes. And therefore, like the psalmist, believe and be blessed and say so. Now, David said so from the bottom of his heart. He begins in verse 1 by saying, bless the Lord. Oh, there's an exclamation there. And you find these exclamations throughout the words of David in the Psalms. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. In other words, it's coming from deep within, the soul. The part of you that is made for God, the part of you that can connect, it comes from the mind, it comes from the spirit. And we are to bless the Lord because God, the divine command and calling is for all of us to worship Him. He desires our worship and He deserves our worship. Bless the Lord. And when we praise, when we bless the Lord, then He is blessed. And forget not all of His benefits. We are to remember what we are to remember and forget what we are to forget. Often we do it the opposite way. Often we live in the shame of the past, the brokenness of what happened so long ago, what someone said, what someone called us, what someone did to us, and we're living there in the past, and we're remembering what we ought to forget because Christ has delivered us, and we are forgetting what we ought to remember. Jesus even gave us a supper. It's called communion, so that we would never forget what he has done for us. We would never forget his body and his blood given for us. And the scripture is teaching us here, as a daily exercise, we ought to be declaring our faith.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, Declarations. If this past year has taught us anything, it's that daily time with the Lord is a lifeline of hope. Those special moments each day when you rest in God's presence and spend time in His Word are life-giving. That's why we want to help you walk closer with the Lord in 2021 by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This encouraging resource is our thanks for your gift today to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. So call now to request your copy of Moments in the Word when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, Declarations.
Now, how should we praise him? How should we declare this faith? With all, worship the Lord our God. To express it, to say it. I mean, the world bombards us each day with negativity and thoughts that are unbecoming a Christian. And so we need the family of God. And we come together to think the thoughts of God, to hear God's word, and to exalt God with beautiful songs of worship and praise. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Whether it is quiet and introspective, or whether it is exuberant and outward, it comes from the heart. And David is saying, with all that is within me, from my head to my toe, from within, it's not superficial, it's not sanctimonious, it's not hypocritical or phony, it's real, because it comes from within, not as an outward show, but as an inward glow that lights the world around us. Real worship is letting your inner life overflow with gratitude and praise to God, whether it is personal and private or whether it is public and congregational. We should praise Him with all of our hearts, and we should never forget to offer this praise to God and declare what He has done for us. David gives us five declarations that we're going to share together this morning. And the first one is in verse 3, for David says, He has forgiven all your iniquity. So the first confession that you should make is, I am forgiven. Now, of all the things for which we could give thanks, our families, our friends, our church, our house, our lands, our jobs, there are many things. The blessings of God are innumerable. But first on the list, at the top of the list, always should be, thank you, God, for forgiving me. For forgiving not just some of my sins, but all of my sins. Jesus paid a debt he did not owe because we owed a debt we did not pay. We've said it so many times, but it's true. Because of the grace of God shown and demonstrated at the cross, God did not deal with us according to our sins, but according to his mercy and his grace. And then look at verse 11. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. Note that. As far as the east is from the west, that means it's unending. east to west, east to west, east to west. It never stopped. Now, you know, there is a polar, a north pole and a south pole. There are destinations, north and south. You get north, you're there. You get south, you're there. But east to west, uh-uh. And so God says, I have forgiven your sins. It is an unending. He calls it the steadfast love of those who fear him. So far does he remove our transgressions from us. And then verse 13, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. And so because we have all sinned and God's grace has met us where sin abounds, the Bible says grace much more abounds. You know, when our children fall down, we don't push them down. We don't pile on. We pick them up. And God pities us as a father, his children. When I read my Bible, when I discover people falling into sin, we wonder, did they lose their salvation? Did they lose the forgiveness of sin? Did they fall out of grace? No. Every time, whether it was David himself or Simon Peter when he denied Christ, I don't find people who are falling out of grace, but falling into grace. Why? Because every sin is forgiven, past, present, and future. There's not a sin that you have committed or ever will commit that's not under the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son. If you have trusted in him, and therefore don't live in the shame of the past, of what used to be, what you used to be like. If anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Everything has become new. This is what separates Christian faith from all the religions of the world. Every religion of the world is some kind of work to attain forgiveness of sin. Religious works will never forgive sin. You could never work enough in a million years to be forgiven on your own. It is God's grace and his grace alone, through Christ alone, by putting our faith in him, by which we are forgiven. I could go on and on, but think about your life. If you confess this, always, if you do as I do and get up in the morning and start confessing and declaring your faith, start with, I am forgiven. I will live in the forgiveness. And you see what motivation that is? It doesn't motivate us to sin more. That's not an excuse to go sin because God forgives all sin. That's an excuse. That's a lie from Satan. The fact that we are forgiven, that we have been loved in this way, it means that we can live breaking the power of cancel sin in our lives. Well, declaration number one. I am forgiven. Verse 3 says, who heals all your diseases? I am healed. I believe this is talking about physical healing. Though it has impact to spiritual healing, the healing of the soul, the healing of our soul diseases, and many times these are connected. The diseases of the soul and the diseases of the body, the mind-body connection is very powerful. But David is affirming the fact here that God is the healer. He is Jehovah Rapha. He is the one who heals. And therefore, we are to confess not our sickness. We are to confess God's healing of our sickness. We are to confess that God and God alone is the healer. Now, God heals us in different ways. Sometimes our bodies heal naturally. It's amazing how God made the human body to heal itself. You break a bone, the bone is set, it heals itself. You cut your hand and it bleeds, and in this process, this divine process that God created in us, it heals. And that's a natural process. Even organs and cells can reproduce inside the body. The body can heal itself. Often we keep it from healing by the things we put on it and in it and so on. But the body can heal very naturally. Another way, of course, that God heals us is through medicine. Jesus said, if you're sick, you need a physician. So we don't deny medicine. Thank God for the physicians and the medical professionals and the scientists and many of the miracle, so-called miracle drugs that have been created and antibiotics and all the other things that we take when we're sick. And look, if you need a doctor, go to the doctor. If you need a med, take a med prescribed by your doctor. But the point is, who gave those doctors and those scientists and those elements to create medicines that can heal us? Yes, God is a part of all of that. And yes, God does supernaturally, miraculously heal. He does. God heals our bodies. And a lot of people spend their whole lives worrying about being sick, afraid they're going to get sick. They're always talking about sick, being sick, and sure enough, guess what happens? They get sick. Don't talk about your ailments. Don't talk about your sickness. Talk about your God who heals. Confess, I am healed. I am alive. And if you're sick, even if you have cancer, don't confess your defeat and your failure and the fears of what's going on in your body. Confess God's healing power in your life. Put your hope and trust in Christ. I am healed. There's so much more I can say about this, but our time is running out. He also says, here's another confession, verse 4, who redeems your life from the pit. I am delivered. Say it. I am delivered, or I am redeemed. I am delivered from the pit. The pit here speaks of Sheol, death itself. It could, of course, speak of the pit of depression, whatever pit you may find yourself in. He redeems, he delivers our lives from the pit. So I'm living and you are living in divine protection and security. And if you would begin to confess that, you would live without fear. If you knew that you were surrounded by God's grace, God's mercy every day, you could live with the confidence, as the scripture says, he who abides in the will of God, or he who does the will of God, rather, abides forever, lives forever. So there's no fear, no pit so deep, but that God is not greater still to protect us, to give us security. Now, I'm telling you, when I confess God's protection each day, I'm counting on God's protection. I am forgiven. I am healed. I am redeemed. I am delivered. I am crowned with success. That's what he says next. He says, he crowns your life with success. You are of royal blood. You belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are a royal priesthood after the order of David. And we are crowned. He has crowned our lives with success. Don't look in your mirror and say, I'm a loser. I can't ever do anything. You are a child of God. You are a child of the King. And then he says, I am satisfied. For he says, you renew me like the eagle. And he renews us day by day. And when you confess, I am renewed, the outward man is perishing, Paul said. The outward person is perishing. There's aches, there's pains, there's aging, there's all the rest. But the inner person is being renewed every single day. So when you get up, don't confess how old you are and how tired you are and how worn out you are and how many days you got left. Say, I am renewed like the eagle. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on eagle's wings. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So here it is. Here's your declarations. I am forgiven. I am forgiven. I am healed and living in divine healing. I am delivered. I am crowned. And I am satisfied. Because he satisfies my life with good things.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, Declarations. What's the wisest, kindest thing you could do for yourself this year? The answer is stop relying on yourself for strength and endurance and instead look to God each day as your lifeline of hope and joy. We want to help you do that by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This practical, easy-to-use devotional helps you connect with God each day so you can be refreshed in His presence and rely on His Word for guidance and comfort. Get your copy of Moments in the Word when you call and give to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
In my own life, I practice affirmations or declarations of Scripture. In other words, I am constantly quoting Scripture regarding who I am in Christ, what God is doing in my life, and therefore these affirmations are assurances and promises and principles that I live by every day. Psalm 103 is a great affirmation and declaration. It says, I am forgiven, I am healed, I am delivered, I am crowned, and I am satisfied because He crowns my life with good things. Again and again in Scripture, we are called to confess our faith, to doubt our doubts and believe our beliefs, and to confess openly and publicly with our praise who we are in Christ and what Christ has done for us. So today, instead of living in negativity, or instead of today confessing all the wrong things that are going in your life, all the tough stuff and bad things that are happening around you, start confessing your position in Christ. Start believing the promises that we have in Christ. Like the psalmist in Psalm 103, rehearse the blessings of God. And when you are fully blessed and know how blessed you are, you can be a blessing to others.
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Jack Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. Join us again next time as Dr. Graham brings a message about how you can find freedom from stress. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.